This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So what's President Trump think now? Now that the House Judiciary Committee is on the brink of approving articles of impeachment?
We're having a very exciting month in Washington, D.C. There haven't been too many like it.
President Trump at the White House Congressional Ball last night. As he spoke, lawmakers on the Judiciary Committee were going after him and each other in a 14-hour session that finally ended with Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, abruptly delaying a vote on impeachment until today. That infuriated the committee's top Republican, Doug Collins, who told reporters late last night.
We have members who have flights. We have members who are getting on trains. We have members who are going home because this was going to finish up tonight. But to not even consult the ranking member, to not even give us a heads up.
So what's next?
The House Judiciary Committee meets this morning for a vote to approve articles of impeachment. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his presidential power and obstructing Congress, but Republicans say Democrats are impeaching him because they can't beat him in next year's election. The full House is expected to vote on the articles next week, which, if approved, would send the impeachment effort to the Senate for a 2020 trial.
Matt Small reporting. Late last night, the lead senator, Mitch McConnell, said there is zero chance the Senate will remove the president from office. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party won overwhelmingly in Britain's elections yesterday. He says Britain will be out of the EU by January 31st.
We pulled it off. We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
But this morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is warning that working out a deal on Britain's future with the EU will be very complicated. It's flu season, as you know. Three people have now died in Connecticut of flu complications. All were 65 or older. This is AP News. The Pentagon has tested a ballistic missile that's been banned for a long time.
The launch was from a static launch stand at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It landed in open ocean in the Pacific. The missile had been banned under a treaty the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. The Pentagon declined to reveal the maximum range of the missile tested. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, said the Pentagon's missile project is a mistake and will unnecessarily raise tensions with Russia, China, and North Korea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Old soldiers are marking the 75th anniversary of the World War II Battle of the Bulge, arguably the greatest battle in American military history, according to the Army Historical Center. One old soldier who was 20 then said, "The Germans had attacked through Belgium, and we were there to do something about it." It was December 16, 1944. Arthur Jacobson is 95 now. Rita Foley, AP News.